This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Hey, what up, Sam?
Morena, morena, Geneva, what's up?
Oh, bro, I'm so good.
Cool, that's excellent. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Welcome back to you as well.
Yeah, I was here last week, but...
I don't know.
It's all good, we're, you know. So, basically, as I was telling the listeners last week, this year for anniversary albums, we're doing years with a 3 or an 8. So 2013, 1988, 1983, that kind of thing.
If you can think of any good years or good musicians from those years, you text in to 5395.
I've got quite an expansive list, but I'm always keen to add to it and, you know, get the listeners thinking. But this particular week, we're looking at the 6th studio album from Chicago rapper Kanye West. We're looking at Yeezus, which is turning 5 this year. And just a bit of background into old mate Kanye. He originally, obviously, is from Chicago, and he started his music career actually as a producer in the late 90s and early 2000s. He worked with people like Jay-Z and a lot of other prominent people in kind of hip-hop and R&B circles. Despite this, he always harbored aspirations to be a rapper, and it was after a near-fatal car crash in 2002 that he finally decided to make a go of a rap career. And this led him to releasing his debut album, The College Dropout, in 2004. And what followed also was 4 other albums throughout the decade, culminating in the very successful 2010 record My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. So this was the context that Yeezus would have to follow. A massively triumphant record was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. So it was kind of at this point that he was kind of at the peak of his career, really, around that 2010, 2011, 2012 kind of period. So this particular album, it's quite interesting because it saw a massive change of direction stylistically for him after kind of the polished slick record before it. This one is definitely more aggressive, more experimental, more raw. Here he drew on a large array of influences outside of hip-hop. This included things like industrial music, acid house, drill, electro, and even punk as well was massively prominent on this record. And it's a very experimental album in terms of what he was doing in the studio as well. He used lots of distorted drum machines, synthesizers, lots of low-resolution samplers, and I think you'll hear that this kind of contributes to this abrasive sound that a lot of these songs give off. He also enlisted renowned producer Rick Rubin to executive produce this record, so maybe that also had an influence, I guess, in terms of the sound of this album, because Rick Rubin obviously has worked with a lot of metal and punk acts in the past as well. And the recording of this album took a long time because, as you probably know, Kanye West is a bit of a perfectionist, and he kind of keeps working right up to the last minute, right up to the release date, and changing things all the time. And in fact, he was changing things on this album right up to the day before it came out as well. And it took over a year to record, and over 20 people helped him work on this record. It was a massive undertaking and a massive kind of artistic statement, which was kind of pushing the boundaries of what you could do as a rapper and what you could do in hip-hop kind of thing. So should we start with a track? Should we start with the opening track on the record?
All right.
Well, this track is called On Sight, and I think you'll hear straight away the kind of techno, electro and industrial influences that appear throughout this record. It's quite heavy pulsating sounds on here. It actually reminds me a lot of kind of 90s big beat, so stuff like The Prodigy and Chemical Brothers and that kind of thing. So we'll see what you think.
Yeezy season approaching, fuck whatever y'all been hearing, fuck whatever y'all been wearing. A monster about to come alive again. Soon as I pull up and park the Benz, we get this bitch shaking like Parkinson's. Take my number and lock it in. Indian hair, no moccasins. It's too many hoes in this house of sin. Real nigga back in the house again. Black Timbs all on your couch again. Black dick all in your spouse again. And I know she like chocolate men. She got more niggas off than cockery. wondering, huh? On sight, on sight. How much do I not give a fuck? Let me show you right now for you give it up. How much do I not give a fuck? Let me show you right now for you give it up. Baby girl try and get a nut, and a girl try and give it up. Chop them both down, don't judge them, Joe Brown. One last announcement, no sports ball, let's keep it bouncing. Everybody wanna live at the top of the mountain. Took her to the blues to try to sip the fountain. That's when David Gruttman kicked the air, but I got her back in and put my dick in her mouth. On sight, on sight.
That's anniversary albums. Oh, sorry, that's Kanye West with On Sight for our anniversary album this year. We're looking at Yeezus from 2013 with Sam Smith. Hello.
Hello, hello. All hail Yeezus.
All hail Yeezus. Yes, he did coin the term at that time, didn't he?
Yeah, and we'll come to that actually later on.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because there's a lot of religious kind of imagery going on here, but it's not what you think it is.
Oh, wonderful. Well, yeah, we'll be hearing more from Yeezus after this. Oh, wait, not after that. No, not after that.
It's just a little preview of what's coming up.
Oh my God, you guys, I forgot that we didn't even have an ad to play, and that's what happened to me.
So we don't have an ad to play.
So we don't have an ad to play. Oh. I just saw that there was an ad to play, but it was empty.
That's fine.
That's what happened.
So let's go.
My first day back. I'm just going on.
Understandable.
Out of the show.
It's Monday.
Yeah. Alrighty. So next song.
Yeah, the next track we're going to listen to is number two on the record, and this was actually the first single released from the album, despite Kanye saying that there would be no singles. And this is called Black Skinhead, and this is another ferocious kind of industrial punk rap sounding track. Lots of big drums, big beats, some very raw aggressive vocals from Kanye as well. And this is considered one of the best tracks on the album, and Enemy actually voted it the 10th best track of 2013. So big props.
Brilliant. That is brilliant.
Let's go.
I'm sorry, just all of these things happening at once.
Shit. early morning cartoon shit. Life. This is that goon shit. Fuck up your whole afternoon shit. I'm aware I'm a wolf. Soon as the moon hit, I'm aware I'm a king. Back out the tomb, bitch. Life. Back out the room, bitch. Life. Stop all that coon shit. Life. These niggas ain't doing shit. Life. Them niggas ain't doing shit. Come on, homie, what happened? You niggas ain't breathing, you gasping. These niggas ain't ready for action. Ready for action. Action. And I'm zoning, I think I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300. Like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans, baby, we living. In the moment, I've been a menace. For the loudest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. So follow me, yeah, cause this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would've been blacked out on your ass.
Very intense.
Yes, very intense. We're just talking about this direction and how no one else has actually gone down this direction.
Not many people have gone down this direction. Although some people have, like hardcore rappers, 3-6 Mafia, that kind of thing. And some kind of SoundCloud rappers you hear these days have kind of gone down this direction, but not many. Not many.
Sam and I both agree that we weren't ready for Yeezus when it came out.
I don't
either.
Think anybody was.
Are they? Yeah. Are they even? Are we even still ready?
No, probably not.
Look at this.
Like, industrial hip hop.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Is like Kanye's take on like Nine Inch Nails kind of thing.
Yeah, but like he's just shouting at you.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to the next track. This is a kind of track number 3, and it's called I Am a God. And it's a song about classism and how people who may feel kind of less about themselves can feel more confident and kind of stand up and be proud, just, you know, even if they come from like a working class background or, you know, whatever. It's kind of this idea that there is a God inside all of us, just, you know, doesn't matter who we are kind of thing. And again, very experimental song, quite avant-garde in places, I think, with some of the vocals, and quite alternative sounding for a rap track. It also features additional vocals from Bon Iver as well, who's also sung on a Kanye West album previously as well. And NME voted this song the 18th best song of 2013.
I am a God. God. Talk to Jesus. He said, what up, Jesus? I said, shit, I'm chilling, trying to stack these millions. I know he the most high, but I am a close high. Mi casa su casa, that's our Costa Nostra. I am a God. I am a God.
Hope you guys had a little giggle.
Yes, indeed.
To
hurry up with my damn
bit.
Croissants.
Yeah.
That was my favorite line.
Hurry up with my damn croissant. Like, I am a god.
Yep.
Damn. I'm going to just talk to myself and be like, yeah, I am a god.
Give me my croissants.
Yeah, yeah. Croissants.
Yeah, so that was I Am a God. The next track we're going to play is track number 4, and it's called New Slaves. And this track addresses kind of stereotypes of African Americans and issues such as segregation, racism, slavery, that kind of thing. And also features, interestingly enough, guest vocals from Frank Ocean.
Mm.
And it earned a Grammy nomination for Best Rap Song, and Time Magazine named it the best song of 2013.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Okay.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race him. That's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race him. That's that, come in, please buy more. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas. Everybody playing, spending anything on Alexander Wang, new slaves. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. I throw these Maybach keys, I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know if we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves, I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves. They throwing hate at me, want me to stay at ease. Fuck you and your corporation, y'all niggas can't control me. I know that we the new slave, I know that we the new slave. I'm about to wild the fuck out, I'm going Bobby Boucher. I know that pussy ain't free, you niggas pussy ain't me. Y'all throwing contracts to me, you know that niggas can't read. Don't want some Maybach keys. Fuck it, say la vie. I know that we the new state. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all niggas can't fuck with ye. Y'all niggas can't fuck with ye. I move my family out the country so you can't see where I stay. So go and grab the reporters so I can smash their recorders. Say that confuses with some bullshit like the New World Order. Meanwhile, the DEA teamed up with the CCA. They try and lock niggas up. They try and make new state. See, that's that probably on prison. Get your peace today. They probably all in the Hamptons bragging about what they made. Fuck you and your Hampton house. I fuck your Hampton spouse. Came on a Hampton blouse and in a Hampton mouth. Y'all about to turn shit up, I'm about to tear shit down. I'm about to air shit out. Now what the fuck they gonna say now?
New Slaves, featuring Frank Ocean.
Our anniversary album of the week is Yeezus by Kanye West, 2013. And you know, honestly, I'm frankly exhausted.
You've
only listened to four songs.
And you're trying to write an email at the same time as listening to this.
No. Don't tell them about my email. yes, I was writing an email, but I was also engaging with it, with the music, and it was very exhausting.
We also had a couple of texts in.
Yes, we did. We have to note that Death Grips did do it first.
Very good point.
Thank you for the person who texted in with that.
Death Grips, very revolutionary in this kind of style.
Guillotine! Yep!
Yeah. he might have been influenced by Death Grips on this particular album.
Oh,
probably
yeah,
must have been.
He definitely was.
Yep.
Like, Kanye-ified Death Grips, which is impossible because Death Grips is Death Grips.
Imagine a collaboration between Death Grips and Kanye West.
What if Kanye West asked Death Grips and they're like, nah?
Potentially. Who knows?
Would they say nah? That's a question I would like to
know. I don't know. Should we get them on the phone?
Yeah, let's just call up Death Grips. Anyway, we're going to commence the last song of our anniversary albums, the first that I've been a part of this year. And we're going to be doing it after this.
Night Pottery presents Spinning Late with Project Pablo. Saturday, January 27th at Whammy Bar. After a sellout show with Chaos in the CBD, Night Pottery presents an evening of sun-dappled sounds and deep, dollar bin-inspired dance cuts with Montreal's finest, Project Pablo. Night Pottery presents Spinning Late with Project Pablo, Saturday, January 27th at Whammy Bar. $20 pre-sales from nightpottery.com.
Holy Angel of Summer Delights, do we have good news for you?
Spoiler alert, yes!
95BFM are broadcasting live from Splore, Friday 23rd to Sunday 25th of February, thanks to Samsung.
To celebrate this gorgeous fact, we're giving away a double weekend pass to Splore and a Samsung Galaxy Note 8 to document the whole shebang. Oh!
Tune in January 15th to 19th to get the daily magic word, then head to 95bfm.com, form the mystery sentence, and you're in to win. Winner announced January 22nd on Mikey's Breakfast.
Bonkers. You lucky little splorers.
I hear the whir, I see the flash, I'm winding tight until the snap. Hey mister, did you see that lovely camera come by? Wicked lovely.
Can I borrow your...
This is private.
Oh my God.
Take your passion for photography to a whole new level. Pro Gear, unparalleled quality. At Free Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Gaze upon a truer truth. Watch as cruel Mistress Entropy wraps her greedy lips around all of being. In a cosmic moment, we too will be smothered in the maternal belly of a nothing. Listen, can you hear the song the stars sing in elegy of their own light?
Oh no, I'm so into that. I think I played it earlier.
Oh, good.
Stare eternity in the face. The Wednesday Wonder Forward Bridge, only on 95BFM.
Kia ora katoa mā, nau mai hoki mai ki te irirangi pōho. This is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're about to commence our last song for anniversary albums with Sam Smith.
Kia ora tātou. Yes, so just talking a bit about the kind of legacy and reception of this record. The album came out, and interestingly enough, there was no cover art. The album, if you bought it in the shops, you just got a CD case in a clear box with just a piece of red tape and a sticker.
The whole thing was art.
Yeah, the whole thing was art. He did away with covers and was just like an empty plastic container.
It's like, no one's ever done this. Whole thing is art.
Apparently this was to reflect the minimalist tone of the record. and just a side note, this was actually the last of his albums to get a physical release as well. The last album he released, The Life of Pablo, didn't have a physical release, and apparently he doesn't see a future for CDs, so he's not going to release physical discs anymore.
I get that. It took me about a year to convince my band to do a digital release. Because we're talking about pressing, and I was like, that would be cool.
A lot more people are just releasing digital online and streaming now.
Like, I think he's a bit right.
Yeah,
but I also love a physical copy.
Oh, damn.
Like, maybe not CDs as a format, but I like, I like records.
Definitely.
Vinyl.
And vinyl.
I love vinyl.
Imagine this being on a record.
Yeah.
The album also was a massive commercial success, atop the charts in 30 countries, including New Zealand. And it received widespread critical acclaim, with critics naming it amongst his best works and praising its brash direction and experimentation. Despite critics liking it, many of his fans to this day remain quite divided about this album. Some really love it, and those who love it are extremely passionate about it. Others don't think much of it at all. So it's quite polarizing. And well, that's a good thing. You want art to kind of polarize people. And
well, it's just so intense. Like, I mean, it's like showing up with like purple pants and everyone's like, what is that color? You know, and everyone,
is it blue or is it gold?
Is it blue or is it gold?
But despite all this, it was considered one of the best albums of 2013. And in fact, Metacritic calculated that Yeezus was the most critically acclaimed album of 2013, and it was named the best album of the year in 18 end-of-year lists as well. With this, it's also considered one of the best albums of the decade, and also, like I said, generally speaking, one of his best albums. Since this album has come out, he's obviously gone on to release The Life of Pablo in 2016, and then at the end of that year, he had a massive breakdown on tour, and has subsequently been absent from the music scene for the last 2 years. He quit Twitter, which, depending on what you think, is probably a good thing. And rumour is that he's been working on a new album, but it remains to be seen whether this will come out anytime soon, but fingers crossed.
But when did his fashion collection come out? Because did he go from music into fashion?
He's doing fashion as well as music simultaneously as well. Every year he seems to drop kind of new shoes, new clothes.
I like his shoes. Yeah. I like his sneakers.
What are they called? Yeezys.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeezys, named after this album.
They're kind of like pointy, jagged.
They are, yeah. But with that, we're going to finish with another one of the critically acclaimed tracks from this record. It's called Blood on the Leaves, and this one is based heavily around a Nina Simone sample of Billie Holiday's classic Strange Fruit. If you know Kanye West music, you know he really loves Nina Simone, sampled her a lot of times, and this is quite a beautiful track.
Oh, by the way, there's someone who just texted in. If Robert Pattinson from Twilight can play guitar on Death Grips record, then a Kanye collab doesn't seem too strange. Valid.
Very valid point, yeah.
Thanks for listening, listener, and texting in. All right, so sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all I've got to say.
All righty, here's our last song, Blood on the Leaves, Kanye West.
Kakite.
Thank you. Bye.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees, blood on the leaves.
I just need to clear my mind now. It's been racing since the summertime.
Freeze.
Now I'm holding down the summer now.
Freeze.
And all I want is what I can't buy now.
Blood on
cause
the
I ain't
leaves.
Got the money on me right now. And I told you to wait.
Freeze.
Yeah, I told you to wait.
Freeze.
So I'ma need a little more time now.
Blood on
cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I thought you could wait. Yeah, I thought you could wait. These bitches surrounding me.
Bodies.
Oh, something
in the
now, man. Then they talk about me. Would be lost without me. We could have been somebody. Thought you'd be different about it. Now I know you're not it. So let's get on with it. We could have been somebody. Said you had to tell somebody. Let's take it back to the first party. When you tried your first smile, it came out of your body. It came out of your body. Running naked down the lobby. And you were screaming that you love me. Before the limelight tore ya. Before the limelight stole ya. Remember we were so young. When I would hold ya. Before the flood. I know
strange fruit.
Something strange happening.
From the poplar trees. From the poplar trees.
You could have been somebody. We could have been somebody. Was it on the first party? When we tried our first Molly. It came out of our body. It came out of our body. Before they call lawyers. Before you tried to destroy us. How you gonna lie to the lawyer? It's like I don't even know ya. I gotta bring it back to the know ya. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down with my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down with my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down with my niggas. I ride with my niggas, I die for my. To all my second stream bitches, try and get a baby, try and get a baby. Now you talking crazy. I don't give a damn if you used to talk to Jay-Z. He ain't with you if Beyonce need to stop acting lazy. She Instagram herself like bad bitch alert. He Instagram his watch like mad rich alert. He only wanna see that ass in reverse. $2,000 bag with no cash in your purse. Now you sitting courtside, wifey on the other side. Gotta keep them separated, I call that apartheid. Then she said she pregnantated. That's the night your heart died. Then you gotta go into your girl and report that. Main reason, cause your bestie said you can't abort that. Now your driver say that new Benz, you can't afford that. All that cocaine on the table, you can't snort that. That going to that, all that money that the court got. On and on the alimony. Yeah, yeah, she got you, homie. Yeah, till death but do your part. Unholy matrimony.
Black bodies swinging in the summer breeze.
Thank you.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.